USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Taliban released 5 British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The fate of 2 U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The January 6th committee has a new objector.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he won't let Democrats use the January 6th attack at the Capitol as a distraction for what he called their failed agenda. Pence talked with a digital reporter from Fox News on the sidelines of a speech on economic policy at the University Club in Chicago. He said despite what the committee has presented, that his boss instituted a pressure campaign to get him to overturn the 2020 election results, the two parted very amicably on the last day of the Trump administration. Pence called January 6th a tragic day, adding he doesn't think the two will see eye to eye over his duties on that day. The former VP had to be ushered to safety as he was overseeing the certification of Electoral College votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Some CBS television executives were arrested for illegally gaining access to Capitol Hill after hours through Democrat Representative Adam Schiff's office last week. The network, in a reply, said it was just a joke. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Colombian National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion. As Americans watch in dismay the American dream getting pushed aside by the current administration, President Trump on Newsmax overnight says America has never been this low.
Inflation and the economy and everything. I mean, no matter what you look at, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Russia going into Ukraine would have never, ever happened, Derek. I think you know that. And so many other things. It looks like China's starting up. The Iran deal now is we would have had a deal done within a week after the election, and now it's going to be, if there's a deal, which I doubt, it's going to be a horrible deal. They're on their way to being a nuclear power, which you cannot let happen. You cannot let that happen. So it's a very sad time for our country. We're no longer respected as a country, and I don't think we've ever been this low.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.